China, the Far East, the home of the Great Wall, uncommon foods, productive people, and an aggressively developing economy. Depending on what you listen to, it's also the country of strict communism and little personal freedom. What's the real truth? As part of efforts to clarify misconceptions about how the country operates, and to further deepen bilateral relations with Jamaica in particular, the Chinese government invited 20 delegates from Jamaica to participate in a 20-day training seminar hosted by its Research and Training Institute of the State Administration of Press Publication, Radio, Film and Television in Beijing, China. The training seminar, which runs from May 5 to May 25, caters to journalists, editors, and other media professionals. What better way to capture the true essence of a country than by inviting those persons professionally inclined to share their experiences in that country through various media platforms? At the opening ceremony for the training seminar staged at the Institute's training base on May 5, government representatives immediately sought to clarify one misconception that China doesn't identify with the experiences of developing countries such as Jamaica.
We are very clear that our developing countries have a lot of challenges and developing tasks in common, such as poverty reduction, public health improvement, safeguard our national security, food security, environmental protection, fair education opportunities. We need to further cooperate with each other in a much wider range of areas.
Director of the Liaison Office of Human Resources Development at the Ministry of Commerce of the People's Republic of China, Xu Kai. Vice President of the Research and Training Institute, Liu Ying, noted that Jamaica is among the first countries in the Caribbean region to benefit from similar training exercises. She expressed a desire that this course will open the door for greater exchanges between both countries in the field of media.
I do hope through our seminar we can also establish a kind of bridge for you and the Chinese media to have a kind of further cooperation. I sincerely hope that Chinese media can work closely with Jamaican media, put into full use of each other's advantage, deepening mutual understanding and friendship, and make contributions to the media cooperation and cultural development. Not only such programs have built a bridge for people-to-people connection, but also they have facilitated more than 100 cooperative intentions and projects in terms of content exchange, technical transfer, and personnel exchange.
Expressing that China is more than willing to share the expertise it has gained across several fields with Jamaica, Director of the Liaison Office, Xu Kai, encouraged other Jamaicans to take advantage of the scholarship opportunities available through the local embassy.
We sponsor more than 1,000 seminars in different provinces and in different fields around China every year, including 1 to 3 years master's degree and a PhD programs with full MOFCON scholarship in top 20 universities in China, which are also under the frame of China Aid Training. You guys are highly encouraged to apply for those degree programs through the diplomatic channel.
In the meantime, spokesperson for the media delegation, Sharon Hay Webster, thanked the Chinese government for the generous invitation and expressed confidence that both countries will emerge greater allies at the end of the seminar. She also guaranteed that the participants will do their part to increase awareness about the developments in China for the duration of their stay and beyond.
Let's just understand what really happens with Chinese media, because if we're looking for the cooperation, you can't have cooperation without understanding. So I've encouraged that we get this kind of understanding, and the discussions we've been having so far really is ensuring that there's a bridging that's taking place, and I'm looking forward to the outcomes at the end of the 3 weeks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.